An Arctic cold front moved through the region yesterday, and today's weather is definitely proof. Temperatures are running mainly in the 30s, and wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour are making it feel much colder. There has been a scattering of snow showers and squalls, resulting in whiteout conditions and slippery accumulation in some areas. The snow has been enhanced by the Great Lakes, and areas of lake effect snow will continue into tomorrow. A lake effect snow advisory remains in effect for the southwestern Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley through tomorrow morning. A large upper-level trough has been a semi-permanent feature for several weeks. This is driving the jet stream to our south, opening the door for cold air to come in from the north. Surface low pressure is located over the Canadian Maritimes, and high pressure is building into the western Great Lakes. This setup is producing the cold northwesterly flow that will continue into tomorrow. So that does include tonight. Temperatures will drop into the lower and mid-20s in most areas, with teens in the higher spots. Scattered snow showers are possible from time to time, and areas of lake effect snow will continue. Tomorrow will be another chilly early April day, though it will be a bit less cold than today. Highs will reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Once again, a gusty wind will make it feel much colder. Snow showers will be possible, especially during the first half of the day. Temperatures will be cold again tomorrow night, dropping off into the teens and 20s. On Thursday, that area of high pressure will move to the east coast, turning our wind to the southwest. That will push temperatures above the 50-degree mark in many areas Thursday afternoon under a mainly sunny sky. On Friday, an area of low pressure will track to our south, bringing a chance of rain, especially south of the Albany area. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, lake effect snow will wind down, breezy and cool, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of snow showers, breezy and cool, high in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 40s and 50s. On Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain, mainly south of Albany, highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.